Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome in to an abbreviated Lake Show on this Friday. Beautiful day out in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Henry Lake. We're going to go until 6:30, so just 30 minutes up until Twins pregame. Twins, Padres, the return of Luis Arraez, and then after the game is over, hopefully we will have a victorious final pitch this evening, along with producer Christopher Tubbs. Next weekend is the start of the National Football League season, because that's where I want to start tonight. And as a Vikings fan and Vikings observer and Vikings reporter, whatever you want to call me, covering the team, my concern level with the Minnesota Vikings is up today. And my concern level is up not because I don't think that the new quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, can be a solid quarterback. Because I believe that he can be a solid quarterback for Minnesota in his first season as a starter. To me, the reality is this. The division is much tougher this year than last year. And I don't think that that's quite hit us yet here in Minnesota. Like, I know that we look back to last season, the phenomenal year that Sam Darnold had. The year that he had that elevated him into being the top free agent quarterback on the market. He went and acquired and got the bag from Seattle. And good for him. It was awesome. He came here and we all got what we wanted, right? We got a spectacular season out of him. He was able to rebuild his career and get paid in the offseason. The only downside to it was, well, we didn't win a playoff game. That was the only downside to it. Other than that, everything else was great. But it's not about JJ to me. Like, it is, but it isn't in terms of my concern level. Like, I believe in him. I think that he'll most likely have probably a solid season just based on the way that this offense is set up. And I get it. We brought back Adam Thielen, traded for him. He'll be in the mix. Then we'll eventually get Jordan Addison back after 3 weeks. JJ, Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the entire league. But when you look at the division, everybody else got better. And I'm not saying that we got worse, but I think without question, everybody got better. I guess the one exception could be Detroit. Detroit, they lose both their coordinators. That's a question mark. I totally get that. But yesterday with the Micah Parsons trade, that's a massive upgrade for the Green Bay Packers. And now we have to deal with him in the division. And, you know, the crazy thing about this, Chris, And we touched on it yesterday. It wasn't like it was a haul for the Dallas Cowboys. Green Bay didn't have to give up all that much for a player the caliber of a Micah Parsons. They gave up two number one picks. I get that. But they gave up two number ones, and that's essentially it. Kenny Clark, good player. I'm not trying to disrespect Kenny Clark. But as a guy that's, was he 31?
Yeah.
Like, he's starting to get up there in age. Two ones, essentially, to me, for Micah Parsons, and you wherever he was going to go, you had to pay him. So you knew you were going to part ways with financial dollars, but that's what happens. Good players get paid. The bottom line is that today, as I wake up as a Vikings fan and somebody that covers the team, I look at this division, and I'm like, I don't know how you stack them. Like, that's the issue. I don't know how you stack them. Do you stack Detroit is still the team to beat? Is all of a sudden Chicago and all that they have the team to beat? Is Green Bay elevated now with the Parsons trade the team to beat? Is Minnesota still in the mix in the hunt to be a contender? I don't know how to view it.
I think there's a lot of parity in the NFC North. And that's a good thing. Because, you know, we talk about the American League Central maybe being one of the weaker divisions in baseball. I think you look at the NFC North and the NFL and you're like, okay, this was a tough division. It got even tougher because you've got, I think, you know, as much as we like to rag on the Packers, give them a lot of credit because I think Jerry, for whatever reason, I don't know if this was a panic deal, but you look at it and this came together very, very quickly. And all of a sudden, I mean, this moved the betting odds in Green Bay's favor now, you know, over Detroit to win the NFC North. And Detroit has been the cream of the crop for the last 2 years.
And they're still good.
And they're still, yeah, Detroit, even with losing their two coordinators, is going to be good. You know, Ben Johnson, the former offensive coordinator, now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Everybody's in love with the Bears and Caleb Williams this year. So there's a lot of expectations on them. This is absolutely going to be one of those divisions where, Henry, I could see both. I could see all four of these teams finishing at 500 or better. And pick. I mean, you can flip a coin. I think three out of these four are going to make the playoffs, you know, if everybody stays healthy. I don't know. I don't know how to stack these teams. I could go one through four. I could go through four through one. I honestly have no idea.
If you are a Packer fan, you have to be just ecstatic. Like, you have to feel like
you got a game changer,
dude. That I cannot believe that occurred. I'm dead serious. Like, to think that the Packers, who already were going to be in the mix, if you're a Packer fan and you wake up this morning, or you got the text, or you saw the news that broke, you know, yesterday evening with regards to this, or yesterday afternoon with the news of this trade, like, you're overjoyed. You just are, because you know that Micah Parsons is going to be on your team in his prime.
Yes.
That's
exactly
it. For the next 4 years, in his prime. Mm-hmm. And they said that the last player to start their career the first 4 years with 12-plus sacks a year, that person was Reggie White,
yes,
who
yes.
went to the Green Bay Packers and eventually won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I
know, right? And as much as it sucks to be on this side of it, but it did remind me that the first thing that I was thinking of before I even, you know, before you even mentioned that, I'm thinking, God, this just, it kind of has some Reggie White sort of vibes, that Reggie White was a stud with the Philadelphia Eagles and then goes to Green Bay and he just becomes a different player. Lord help us if Micah Parsons has another gear. I mean, if he's got that, then we're all in a lot of trouble, because I didn't think we'd see peak Micah Parsons, but there might be more to him. And just, I don't know if the Packers play the Cowboys this year, but
Week four in Dallas.
Can I offer thoughts and prayers to Dak Prescott right now?
That's going to be an amazing game. It really is. I mean, all the storylines. And Jerry Jones, I don't know if you saw his press conference, but he had nothing but great things to say about Micah Parsons.
Of course he did.
But how in the world, Jerry Jones needs to step away from negotiating with players. Because he thought that he, And by the way, it's a rule in the CBA that you have to negotiate with a certified, you know, with the player agent. Mm-hmm. And he thought that he was going to get around that. Like, there's no way that David Mugalletta, one of the top agents in the National Football League and a member of the esteemed Cap Alpha Psi fraternity, my frat brother.
Nice job.
Why he thought he was going to get away with that? Like, what are you doing? That doesn't work, buddy.
Yeah. Jerry Jones is the guy that you want in your fantasy football league. That is who Jerry Jones is. And I don't want to say I feel sorry for Cowboy fans, but my goodness, it's like the further and further away we get, the more inept Jera is. And the more you kind of sympathize with, like, man, Dallas, it's a structural thing. That's probably the best way that I can describe it.
Yeah,
poor Cowboy fans, but damn, Green Bay, their window was open before, and now I think that they are really feeling that their window's open.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I actually want to transition. I want to talk Twins for a segment because I'm going to propose something that I'm interested in an idea for the Minnesota Twins, but I think the majority of you might. I don't know. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say the majority. I wonder if you guys will call me crazy for even bringing this up. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the Twins and Padres pregame is coming up next right here on the radio home for Twins baseball. Shout out to Karen. She's been texting into the show. She's kind of curious about whether me and Chris will be at the game tomorrow. Unfortunately, I can't be there. I actually was planning to be there, but there's a celebration of life that I have to go to tomorrow, and then a nonprofit that I'm supporting that I have to assist. So I won't be able to go. I know that you're not going to be able to go either, but Twins and Padres, three-game series this weekend. But I want to throw something the way of Twins fans, okay? And you can call me crazy. You can say it's a dumb idea.
You're crazy.
Whatever you want, but just hear me out for a second, okay? And
oh, I have to wait till after you say the thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know that people will say, like, you want the Twins to be the typical Polad type of move here. And in what I'm about to say could be viewed as a Polad-esque move. But I'm interested in it. The news broke a few hours ago that the Boston Red Sox had released veteran right-hander Walker Buehler, longtime member of the LA Dodgers, won championships with the Dodgers, two of them, two-time All-Star. He had been signed by the Red Sox in the offseason. Remember now, before struggling this year, he was coming off his second Tommy John surgery, okay? Walker Buehler is 31 years old, and he had signed a one-year, $21 million deal with the Red Sox for this year. Mutual option for next year. Struggled this year. 7-7, 5.45 ERA in 23 games, 22 starts. He's down in several different categories. I know that it's not been a typical Walker Buehler year. I know that he's not necessarily in his prime. This is one I absolutely would kick the tires on. Walker Buehler, and I know that there's somebody out there right now ready to probably, in their minds, drive off the road because they're like, Lake, why would you do this? This reeks of Chris Paddock. The only comparison with Paddock to me is the Tommy John situation. Outside of that, Chris Paddock has never been Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler has been an elite pitcher at times in his career. This is one of those, and look, he's probably not coming here. He's probably going to try to latch on with an organization that's in a position to win, that'll probably try to scoop him up. I saw an article earlier saying that the Chicago Cubs should be interested and should do some research, whatever. I guess my point is that when we talk about retreads and we talk about kicking the tires on certain people and reclamation projects, this is the type of project that I like, Chris, is an individual like this that when we've seen the best of them, they've been really, really good. And to me, 31, he's got time to build himself back. Like, this, to me, he is a very interesting pitching prospect.
Yeah, I don't think you're crazy at all with this, Henry. I do think that there's a proven track record with Walker Buehler and the two-time All-Star. So I don't think you're taking a massive, you know, chance by saying, well, yeah, you know, he's Chris Paddock, he's, you know, Dylan Bundy, he's Chris Archer. He's none of those. You know, sometimes guys just have down years, and there's enough there that I do think that, you know, a team like the Dodgers or the Cubs or another contending team, I could fully anticipate that they would take a stab at him and say, you know what, we're going to put him in the bullpen and we're going to at least get him on our roster before we go into spring training next year, and then we try and figure it out. If you're the Twins and you have an opportunity, like you said, to explore it and kick the tires, I don't think that's crazy at all. I think it's the upside is definitely there, even if it's a swing and a miss.
Yeah, I believe that is a guy. Because a lot of times when you see some of these names, you're like, is it really worth it? I definitely think that he is somebody that falls into the category of being worth it. Like, I don't look at him and say, he's not worthy of kicking the tires, mm-hmm. or he's somebody that I'm not interested in. I'm 100%. I was even interested in Chris Archer, although I didn't have high expectations for Chris Archer. Chris Archer was just way too injured. Like, but I was interested in him. We even had, who was it? Dallas Keuchel. Those were different. Those guys were, they didn't have anything left. Walker, I believe, has something left. I could be wrong, though.
Well, Walker Buehler's only 31 years old. And I didn't have high hopes for Dallas Keuchel because he was on the very, very tail end. To me, Dallas Keuchel was the same as maybe taking a shot on a guy like Madison Bumgarner. But you've got a 31.
Ooh, man, Mad Bum.
Yeah, see, now.
He's been done for what, 2 years?
Yeah, Mad Bum's wow. He's been out of the league for, you know, because he had the great run with San Francisco and then he went to Arizona and
flamed out quick.
Yeah, he absolutely did flame out quick. But you got a guy who is, I mean, not Mad Bum now, you know, Walker Buehler. This is what, like his eighth year in Major League Baseball? If you're the Twins, absolutely. But, you know, Walker Buehler is going to have suitors.
Yes.
But if, you know, if for some reason the opportunity in the offseason comes up, then I would absolutely explore it because the asking price, I mean, sometimes guys as well, they don't play well in particular markets. Like, it takes a special guy to play in Philadelphia. Takes a special guy to play in Boston. Takes a special guy to play in New York. You know, but he did play in L.A., but L.A. seems to be a little more laid back. Maybe you need one of these Midwestern markets.
I just think that the price is not going to be big for somebody like that because he's trying to rebuild himself. Mm-hmm. Heck, I know that he got $21 million for 1 year, but it was a one-year deal.
Yeah, no pressure.
I think that price goes in half now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think there's going to be a lot of teams that – even for the stretch run here, I'm thinking that there are teams that are going to reach out and say, hey, you know, why don't you just join us and maybe we can put you in the bullpen. You can reset yourself mentally and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm totally with that. So 651-461-9226. You can call me crazy if you like. It's all good. But I saw that news earlier and I was like, oh my gosh, that's a guy I legitimately, we talk about reclamation projects and we talk about, oh man, the Polads, this, that, the other, whatever. Yeah, that's something I would absolutely take.
Only 31 years old with a 1 year deal for sure. I mean the risk, it's a low risk, high reward.
Totally. All right, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. Twins, Padres, pregame starts now. I will talk to you after the game on Final Pitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.